I'm the one that's late this week. I'm doing someone else's podcast, and now I'm late, so Brandon's gonna be mad at me, so let's call her. No, like, silly story before I call her, because I am the problem. My mother always said, bing, bong, bang.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry I was late. That's on me.
That's all right.
What are you doing?
Chilling. I've just been, well, I rode my horse this morning, but I've just been, like, doing some housework, you know, those days where you just do like 5 loads of laundry, change the sheets, unpack, repack, just get the house in order, that kind of thing.
Those are the worst. Those are Sundays. That's what Sunday's for.
Yeah, but then your Sunday's ruined by all those things.
This is supposed to be my day of rest, and I'm doing the most work today.
Yeah.
I've cleaned a toilet today. You know, like that's most of my normal job.
I know.
Ugh. God, and I hate cleaning the toilet. I gotta be honest with you, man. That's just the worst. You know?
I do. Just, I do know.
I'm sorry. That sucks.
I mean, it's whatever. The house just gets crazy when I'm gone all the time, you know?
Yeah, you've just been jet-setting around, bebopping around.
I really have.
I mean, that's cool, though.
It's been fun.
Where were you just now? Just now?
Atlanta.
Oh, Hotlanta?
Hotlanta!
See my boy Lil Jon?
No, where did I just see he was? Maybe Vegas.
Yeah, he's in Vegas. But he was like, I saw him the other day and he was like, yeah, I got to go to back to Atlanta doing a show. And then I'm going to Vegas and doing a show. And I was like, dope.
Mm-hmm. He is booked. Like, it's crazy. I feel like he plays like every single freaking night.
Oh, so Derek's coming in tonight?
Oh, that's right.
So it's exciting. So I text him and I'm like, hey, man, when are you getting in? He's like, well, I land like 7. At LAX, but I got a bag, so like 7:15. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, why are you telling me how long it's gonna take to get your bag? Do you think that I'm gonna come pick you up? You're gonna Uber, right? And he was like, well, no, you can't pick me up. What? First of all, like this, any other airport?
Yeah.
BNA
in any other airport.
Any other airport except for like LAX, maybe like JFK. Or like LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. Those are the two places that like you should never ask anyone to go get you at.
No, you can't.
And also he's getting in at 7. And I live in Studio City. So that means your boy's going to take an hour for me to get there. Guess what time that is? That's 6 o'clock. Monday night traffic on the 405. You want my ass to get you at the fucking airport? Bro, I don't want to sit in the car for 3 hours. No, thank you.
Uh-huh. And honestly, if he's landing at 7, you're not seeing him until like 10.
No, I think that 8:30 is a realistic situation.
I don't know. LAX is something else.
Yeah, I know. I've got a fave thing, though. I don't know if we should wait for the show to start for me to do it.
Mm-hmm. But it
does have to do. Okay, remind me. It does have to do with traveling and like the life hack that I figured out.
Ooh,
but yeah, anyway, so Derek's coming in and...
How long is he staying?
He's staying to the end of the week. So I think he's staying until Thursday because on Friday I'm going to Napa for Ben and Jess's engagement party.
Oh, excuse me.
we're going to wine country. But it's like some big scam. I gotta be honest, it's not a scam, but like doing it's not a scam, but it is kind of a scam. Like I thought I was just being invited to an engagement party. Come to find out, it's like live stream. People can buy tickets to like hang out because the money's going to like his charity, which is great. But I'm like, Ben, what the fuck is this, dude? I thought you just wanted us to come to celebrate your love. Now I know there's those ulterior motives afoot.
Yeah. Leave it to those two to be just doing anything and everything for charity.
Yeah.
Bless their hearts.
I know. I'm complaining about the charity that they're trying.
You're a piece of shit.
I'm the problem here. I think we've realized that.
Yeah.
I just didn't know that's what it was, you know? I didn't know until like someone like tweeted being like, don't miss your tickets to hang out with Ben and Jess and Wells and Nick. And I'm like, what? What did I book? I remember this.
It's incredible. Do we have matching Yeti water bottles?
Oh, by the way, I love this Yeti. We do have the same one, dude.
It's got like the sippy cup screw top.
Yeah, screw top. Mine's blue. Yours is blue too, huh?
Mine's black.
Oh, you got the black one.
Yeah.
You got a sticker on there.
Yeah, I do, because so my dad gave me this.
Yeah.
And someone gave it to him and it says something really fucking weird on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It says like, it's something, I forget what it said. I'm not going to take the sticker off, but it says something weird that my mom said has something to do with weed.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It was like cotton mouth or something really fucking weird.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want the Yeti. So I just slapped a sticker on and no one will ever know.
Well, you gotta choose your sticker right for a Yeti or for any water bottle, because you put that baby in the dishwasher and if it's not the right type of like really high class sticker, that thing's going to be all flaky and no thank you.
Yeah. I didn't really think about that. You know what? I don't put mine in the dishwasher a ton.
Yeah.
I hand wash it.
Yeah.
But I have a Smoky Mountain sticker, Great Smoky Mountain sticker from when I stayed at Under Canvas.
Cool. I'm living a little bit in a crisis situation, just so you know. I went on a run, and when I came back, one of the dogs got into women's vitamins.
Oh, no.
And, like, they're, like, little capsules. Like a daily. And there's 90 in there, and I counted 78 left. So one of the dogs ate 12 of these capsules, and I'm concerned that when I look at the ingredients, it's like broccoli and like whatever.
I think it's probably fine.
Yeah. Well, one of them did throw up, and I don't know which one did, but I think it was Boo. But then, so anyways, I'm going to take a quick pause and just make sure that they're both alive. Okay? Just give me one good. Second.
I support this.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, I think they're okay.
Jeez. Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, all right. How was Hotlanta? Buckhead.
It was good. You know what's so crazy?
Huh.
The flight from here to Atlanta is like 23 minutes once you're in the air.
Yeah.
It's so fast.
Well, I mean, like, Atlanta's only, what, 3 hours away?
I think four. But here's what's cool to think about. Someday in the not so distant future, they're going to figure out how we fly faster. How cool would it be when it takes like 20 minutes to get like anywhere?
We haven't been able to turn up the speed in our planes since like the 70s. Like the 70s were going the speed.
Yeah, but so something's got to give soon, right? Like,
yeah, we got to figure it out, guys.
I heard from somewhere that what they're trying to figure out is how to fly higher.
Yeah.
So that less you can atmosphere. Go faster or something.
Elon Musk and fucking Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson. Figure it out, right?
Figure it out. Yeah. I think they're going to figure it out.
To be honest with you, like, they are one of my favorite things right now because of how fucking ridiculous it is.
Explain.
Okay. So the three richest guys right now, they're just like, we got to go to space. They're like, oh, listen, no matter what, we got to fucking go to space. What? Of all the things that we need right now, space is number one for you guys? So the three richest guys are like,
I know.
Let's do it. Fucking America, man. What do we do in America? We fucking try to leave America and go up into space. Like, what? And it's the biggest big dick competition I've ever seen.
100%. But I'm here for it because I want to go to space.
I do too. But also, Bezos. I get you bringing your brother. It's your bro. I get that. But then that old lady, she already been in space. Spread the wealth. And that little kid, 18-year-old kid. Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. You're bringing an 18-year-old kid, a little snot-nosed kid, hasn't experienced anything in life. He doesn't deserve this. People that have been in trenches. Brandy and I deserve to be up there checking it
out. Right.
Like, also, here's my other thing. You guys didn't go to space, bro. Like, that's not space. You just went real high. Okay? Like, space isn't until, like...
I don't know. Richard Branson, I watched that video, and, I mean, he's up there.
He's up there, but he's not in space. He's not in lower Earth orbit, okay?
It looked like he was, like, looking at the fucking planet, though, and I was like, that is sickening.
Yeah, he is, but he's not in orbit yet. Either was Jeff Bezos. The only motherfucker that sent something into orbit is Elon Musk. But he hasn't gone on it, which I'm surprised that he hasn't gone. But he's probably like, actually, I think he's an alien. He's like, I've already been up there. I know what it's like. To really go into space, guys, you got to go up so high and go so fast. You go 17,000 miles per hour, which they didn't go that fast. Because effectively getting into orbit means that like your spaceship is always trying to fall back to Earth. but because you're going so fast and you're so above the earth that you're always just falling around it.
Mm.
And they didn't do that because they just went up and then they fell back down. They didn't need heat shields.
Oh.
You don't got heat shields? You ain't in space, guys.
They were floating, though. They were floating around.
I know. And I want to do the floating thing.
The floating thing looks sick.
Yeah. It's called Mile High when you get laid in a plane. What's it going to be called when you get, like, you knock some boots up in fucking Martian territory?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That'd be cool, though.
We'll be cool. We need some Velcro booties or something because you need leverage to do sex.
Yeah, you do. You're right.
Actually, do you?
I don't know, actually. Yeah. I feel like you might.
Okay, have you ever had sex in a pool? I mean, I have, but I think I was sitting on, like, standing on.
I don't think I actually did the deed in the pool. I think I got out for it.
Or, like, a hot tub?
I feel like having sex in water is not all it's cracked up to be.
I agree.
Yeah.
Completely, like, takes away natural lubrication, which you need.
Yeah.
You know?
Key.
Guys. I guess my point is, like, you're on the deep end trying to, like, bone down. I think you
just, like, it'd be hard.
Yeah, you're just, like, fucking so flailing around. Sarah,
give that a try and let us know how it went, and then we'll circle back to this.
There's got
to
be some live tears that know about zero-G boning, all right? We need to know.
Do there? I can't imagine anyone knowing about that.
I don't know. It's got to be a study done, so. Needs to happen. It's so funny because it's such a pissing competition, a big dick competition with a bunch of dudes who are flying things that look like big dicks.
Yep.
And they're so smart, so the irony can't be lost on them. Jeff Bezos must know that it looks like he just shot a dildo into space. He has to know it. You know?
Uh-huh. I feel like sometimes, though, people that are so book smart are not, like, street smart and, like, don't get stuff like that.
All right, YFTers. I mean, there's a lot of sleep hacks out there. We were actually talking about noise machines earlier, but there's also, like, no snacking at night, yoga before bed, meditation. I try to do that. Instead of trying them all, you can immediately transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. We're talking about the best-selling sheets ever. Incredible on night one and only get softer with every single wash. Brandy and I love Boll & Branch sheets.
I truly do. I just got home from being gone for like 2 weeks, and there's just nothing better than getting in my own bed with my cozy, cozy bedding. And for me, that is my Boll & Branch sheets. They are made with the finest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins. They feel so buttery soft, but they're so breathable at the same time. And they're perfect for the summer months ahead where it's a bit toasty out. Plus, they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back.
That's right. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE thing.
I think we need to start the show.
Yeah. Me or you?
I think it's you.
I think so too. Bros and Hoes, you're listening to your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy. That's so diplomatic. What is this shirt you're wearing? Is it pink?
Yeah. Maybe like
some I like sort it.
Of, I love these shirts, by the way. This is not an ad, but
what brand is it?
Leo Vici?
Never heard of it. I like it a lot.
It's so soft.
It's nice.
It's so soft, but it also kind of like showcases like my nipples because it's so, you know what I'm saying? Like,
now that you mention it.
And I don't like that. So I feel like I'm always like tweaking my nipples so it looks like I got bigger.
Well, that
pecs.
Makes it worse.
I know, but it's just don't look at it. Don't look at it. Look at me. Don't look at me. Okay, so if you get to go to space, do you just want to go into orbit? Do you want to go to the moon? Do you want to go to Mars? Do you want to go to Europa? Like, where do you want to go?
You know, I feel like maybe the moon would be cool, but I would be satisfied with getting to go to like a space station that's just circling the Earth and getting to like see the views, you know?
Yeah. Be cool if there was that's just right. like a bar up there, you know?
I know. Or like a hotel and you just like go stay a night in space. Yeah. It'd be sickening.
I know. I think it's going to happen soon. I think in the next like 20 years, someone's going to do it just because like, why not?
I know. I just hope that A, it happens before I'm too old and I'm about to die, or B, I hope it's like not so outrageous that I can't afford it.
Yeah, I know.
I gotta start saving now for my trip to space.
Yeah, you do need that trip to space fund.
You guys have retirement funds? Oh, I have a trip to space fund.
Yeah.
Cool.
Speaking of travel, and I said I wanted to talk about a favorite thing that had to do with travel. And I know this is going to be very niche, but I feel like they're growing. You know, they're a small business that's growing. But have you heard and or flown on JSX?
I have not heard or flown on that.
Okay, it used to be called JetSuite.
Oh, I know what that is.
I flew on it when it was called JetSuite. Now it's called JSX, and I got like looped in because my Instagram was like, oh, you're looking for flights? Here is an ad for JSX. And I was like, all right, what is this? This is going to sound bougie because it is, but it isn't also. I just went up to Monterey because I went to play golf with like my brothers and my nephews and stuff and grabbed an old car for my dad. The number one thing that sucks about fucking flying in Los Angeles is going to LAX.
Yeah.
Worst place in the world, all right? Seventh ring of hell. No thank you. But there is the Burbank Airport, which is like 6 miles away from me, right down the street, okay?
That's where I fly in and out of.
See? It's where it's at. And I told Derek today, I was like, if you'd flown into Derek's Burbank, I'd go get you. But, bro, I'm not going out to past Culver City for you.
Absolutely not.
You kidding me?
I wouldn't even get on the 405.
No. I void the 405 like the plague, bro.
Yeah.
So yeah, I try to fly out of Burbank as much as possible. Obviously, not as big of an airport, but JSX does like six legs. It does Burbank to Monterey, which is where I'm from. So I wanted that flight. But then they also have like one to Napa, one to Tahoe, one to Vegas. Okay. And it's the closest thing that you can get to flying private without flying private. Okay.
Yeah.
You go to a hangar. Just a random hangar. You don't go through any security. They print out your ticket like it's a fucking receipt, by the way. Like a CVS receipt. Like it's like, burp, burp, burp. Here you go. Then you walk into this hangar. They have like a lounge there, which is nice. And they're serving beers or whatnot. And you're chilling. I could have shown up a minute beforehand. Then I've been like, hold on. Let me press the print button on your receipt. Here you go. Get on the plane. So you sit there in the little lounge in the giant hangar. Then they drag in the plane into the hangar, and then they're like,
all right, everyone that's going to Monterey, let's fucking go.
And then everyone just gets on this tiny little jet, and then you fly to wherever you're going. And then for the Monterey flight, you land, but you don't go to the Monterey terminal where they have Southwest and American and all that kind of stuff. Then you got to sit there, wait at baggage claim. No, they fucking pull out all the bags, they put them on the ground. And they say, all right, get the fuck out of here. And then you walk down the little steps, you grab your bag, and then it's a different exit. It's like you don't even go to the airport. It's the greatest. And here's the thing. You're going to be like, it's so expensive. No, it's not. I got my flight for $189, bro. $189. Yep. If I was going to Monterey normally, like on just like Southwest or whatever, or like American, it would have been, well, I only got a one-way flight, but it would have been $200, $150.
For sure.
I was talking to my buddy Tanner about it, and he's like, don't fucking tell anybody, dude. Like, don't let people know about JSX. And I'm like, I know, but I gotta say, I loved it. It's beautiful.
So a friend of mine, I just texted him to ask what it was called, because he just flew from Dallas to Nashville on something very similar.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was JSX. I think it was something like a different name, but same concept. Which I've never seen it anywhere but California.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's starting to happen.
I know. And I don't want to like tell people about it. And then like all of a sudden the prices are going to be outrageous. And I'm like, oh, then I'll just fucking go back to the LAX, I guess. But I can't do that to my peeps. And you know what? The YFTers, if you need to be, here's the thing. If you come to California, because I know a lot of people don't actually live here. But if you come to California, you want to bebop around California cool places, you should do this thing instead of like, well, it's always fun to drive like up and down the one or whatever. But a lot of people don't have a time. And if you can be like, oh, we can do Napa and Tahoe and like Vegas and LA and San Francisco on this like private thing, dude, it's cheap. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's kind of like my one big thing. That's kind of exciting. Oh, the other thing. So I went there. You guys all know that I like old cars. Like I've been fixing up my old Land Cruiser. And so my dad has, he's like getting to the point now where he's like making his will and asking like everyone like what they want and everything. And I jokingly was like, I want the Benz. He's got this old Mercedes, a 1986 190E 2.3 16 valve. They only made 2,000 of them, but it looks like every bad guy from a 1980s movie that maybe sold drugs or was like a bully in like every, you know, like John Hughes situation, his car, if you know what I'm saying. I was like, I want that. And he's like, all right, come get it. So I went up there. I played golf on JSX, shout out. And then I got the car and I drive back down. It's like a 5-hour drive. So here's the thing that he didn't tell me. The air conditioning does not work.
Oh, no.
That's not, a lot of things don't work. And it's like, it's going to be a whole little process, but it's a cool looking car. Anyways, the AC doesn't work. And anyone who's driven from Monterey to LA knows that if you want to get there the fastest, you got to cut through Paso Robles on the 46 and go over the Grapevine, which is where James Dean died, unfortunately. Anyways, just so you know, it's 7 million degrees, and so I am sweating like a hooker in church driving this old car, so concerned it's going to break down because it's so old, and I finally
that
was
like... That would suck so hard. Bad.
So hard, and I was sweating so much, and I was so uncomfortable that finally I had to strip down to my underwear. No. I was just driving this old car in my underwear, like bebopping around, going down, and people were driving past and just like looking at me and like, this guy's naked in his car. And then there was a couple times when like younger girls were in the passenger seat and looking down and like, look at this fucking, is that the guy from The Bachelor? And I'm like, beep, beep, hi. Just sweating bullets.
That's insane.
Yeah. Anyway, she made it.
So you're going to restore this car and then it's going to be your car or what?
Yeah. He said I can have it. So yeah, I'm going to restore it. And then
that's cool.
And then we're going to see, you know, I don't know. The thing is, I did that with the Land Cruiser and now everyone wants to buy it. And I'm like, I'm not selling this thing. And the exact same thing's going to happen to this one. I'm going to soup it up. It's going to be badass. People are going to ask to buy it. And I'm like, no. And then why do I have two cars? I don't need that.
Well, maybe this could be like your new like side thing.
Yeah.
Side hustle is like restoring cars and then selling them, making some money.
I know it's true, but I'm not gonna want to probably get rid of it. Maybe I will. It's a cool car, but I'm gonna start like, I think on Instagram, start like showing people it and I mean like what should I do to it? Cause I have a vision for what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Number one on the docket today was, let's see if we can get that AC fixed. So I took it over to my mechanic and he was like, okay, so this is a really old car, and like we don't have this type of Freon anymore, so we're gonna need to redo the entire AC. And I'm like, oh, already so expensive. Here we go.
Cars are expensive.
Yeah, they are. Batch, you wanna do batch?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Duh.
It's that always that weird episode of like half episode, half men tell all, where I'm like, can we just have one or the other? I don't. Here's my complaint. I got all sappy for the Michael story.
I know.
And then I got all like, Carl and Thomas are dicks. And I was like, I went on too much of an emotional roller coaster there. Like, I wanted to stick with feeling bad about Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was shocked that he left before Hometowns.
Dude, you're right there.
Right there. Like, you're going to go home to your kid like tomorrow because it's your hometown.
I know.
But I get it. But also, yeah, like you're right there. Like you've come this far. I know.
He is right there, but he is right there, but he's also not right there. Knowing how it works, every guy's hometown takes a week. Maybe not there.
Well, I would have been like, hey, mine needs to be first or I'm going to leave.
Yeah, but he can't leave the bubble. So they've got to wait for everyone's to be over. I guess he could have left and then like quarantined and came back and came. Hey,
no, I'm saying like he should have said to producers like, hey, I need to go home. So if my hometown can't be the first one like that they go do, then I have to leave. And they may have let him go first, you know?
Yeah, but he has to come back for the engagement portion and for fantasy suites and stuff.
I know, but at least he would have gotten some time with his son. I don't know. I feel like it could have been worth at least having the hometown to see how everything was going.
Yeah. I would have been like, all right, let's pay for a nanny to come out here with the kid and you can see him every once in a while. But that's not the show. Like there have been people with kids before. You can't do that, you know?
Yeah.
I did feel for him, but also like Katie's face when he started breaking up with her was fucking terrifying too. I was like, oh, she knows what's coming and she is pissed.
Pissed.
Yeah. It was the one time I think she kind of let her guard down a little bit and wasn't thinking of like, She was in micro world and not thinking of macro world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's I know. Because she sat there and said, like, I saw us walking away at the end of this. Like, do you think he was her top choice at that moment?
I don't know. In my mind, he was third. Because I think it goes Greg and or Blake at one and then Michael. But
yeah.
But if you're doing that show, like the thing that every, at least I, what I've heard from every like bachelorette, when you're doing that show, your biggest fear is you're choosing someone that doesn't really want to be married to you. It's a competition and the guy just wants to win and he just really wants to become famous. And if that's really what your fear is, then Michael's the right choice for it.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
But she was just like seeing red, piercing daggers when he's just like.
And then when she sees him at Mental All, I mean, she showed no emotion.
Yeah. I think she's mad at him.
Yeah.
And also, like, I see where she's coming from because it's like, it's a little bit of, if this is how you felt, why didn't you tell me so I could have had Andrew S. stick around longer? Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that we deal with a lot in Paradise. Big problem always is if you knew that you didn't want to do this or be here, you shouldn't have come because you've taken the place of someone that does want to be here, you know?
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a tough thing, but you're not a Michael guy, and I have been a Michael guy. After that, are you kind of a Michael guy?
I think more so. Like, I liked him a lot more, I guess, this last episode than I have.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, no.
You're not.
He's fine.
It's okay.
I everyone's like, oh, Michael for Bachelor. And I don't like that.
Well, I mean, listen, if you can't do, you know, 2 months on The Bachelor, then you can't do 2 months being The Bachelor.
Agree.
I think that's out of the cards for him.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe not.
I was getting vibes like Andrew might be The Bachelor.
His hot seat, if you want to call it that, was very Bachelor vibes.
Yes, very. And just like things that were being said. Like, I really hope that like I find love or my person or whatever. And Tayshia was like, oh, you'll get a chance. Yeah. You'll get your chance or something. And I was like,
Yeah, there was a part of me that was like, are they going to announce it right now?
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
But I guess they're going to wait. Just
I've been saying they need to wait for Paradise Den because who knows who could pop out of there, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they talked to me about potentially being The Bachelor and they had me do a hot seat with Chris and then they aired the Mental All and they cut me from it. That's how I found out that I wasn't going to be The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And like watching that being like, okay, he's definitely still in the running in this whole thing.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. What about my boy Connor? Come on. You had to love it.
I liked it for him. It was fun. Like I loved this Mental All actually. I usually hate them. And I thought this one was really good. And a lot of that had to do with Connor and his stint with the girl in the audience. I loved it. I mean, like, listen, you couldn't pay me to kiss Connor, but I mean, great for her.
He does kind of look like a bad kisser. Like that looked like a bad kiss.
Yeah. It looked terrible, but she loved it. So, I mean, get your life.
Yeah. You know? And she was hot.
Yeah, I know.
I'm into the whole thing. I just like, how do you go about getting that done? You know, like you know, she got to be in the audience and then she got to figure out how to get like a hold of a producer and be like, hey, I got this idea. I want to make out with this guy. And then they got to be like, okay, all the producers have to be like on board with it. And then they have to like go mic her up. So many things had to happen for her to be able to do that where I'm just like, crazy lady. What are you doing? How'd you do that? And also like, I'm just amazed that that they were like, okay, let's go with this because so many things could have gone wrong.
I wonder if she knows somebody behind the scenes.
Yeah. I don't know. Because
where like they trusted her enough to do it, you know?
Yeah. Cause she could have chickened out. And then Connor could also have been like, I'm dating a girl back home or like I've got a girlfriend in Paradise. You know, like there's a lot of things that could have gone wrong.
Uh-huh. But it went so right.
It did. And I love Connor. Like, he just is that guy. I think what I like about him, I recognize that he's a dork. And for you, you recognize he's a dork and you don't like that. Because you're looking at it in terms of, like, being sexually attracted to somebody where I'm just looking at it as being like being entertained. But like, I like how he's so unapologetically a dork. Like he knows what he is and he just does it. And I respect him for that.
I like that. That's good. It's a good point of view.
If I was one of those guys, I would have grabbed that fucking ukulele and broken it over my knee and been like, no more, no more songs.
No more. I know. I kind of wish that would have happened.
Two favorite things that happened when they showed Caitlyn getting engaged to, first of all, like I love Jason and I understand the sentiment, like they met on a podcast, but you best believe, you best believe if I asked Sarah to marry me on a podcast, she'd be like, let's take a beat. Let's turn around. Let's rethink this. And let's do it again. Not here.
I would be like that too.
Yeah. Like,
I would have been like, you know what? I'm going to stop you right there. Just don't say another word.
Yeah.
We'll pretend this never happened.
Yeah.
Go get your shit together. But it was really cute for them. And I mean, I teared up a little bit when Jason was like, you know, when we did our very first podcast, like I just would have never guessed that I would have met my best friend and the mother of my children. And I got emotional. Well,
I love how he cried and she did not cry.
Yeah.
Because
they're both really emotional though.
I know.
I'm kind of surprised she didn't.
I'm surprised too, because probably in the back of her mind, she was like, let's put a pin in this and let's do this in the Maldives. Okay. What are we doing
totally.
Here?
Totally.
But anyways, I thought that was fun, funny. And then the other thing I thought was really funny. First of all, Thomas, where you got to be, bro? What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't think they should have let him do that. I think they should have said, you either come and be on the show or you don't.
Yeah. Maybe he had COVID or something. Like, who knows? Because here's the thing. Thomas is, and I think the problem that everyone has with him is that he is very, very polished. Everything he says, everything he does, how he presents himself, it's very, very rehearsed. Down to how he styled his Zoom call.
Oh, I know. That is nuts.
I was like, the most Thomas thing ever is to be like, I live in a West Elm ad. Like, everything was like perfectly placed. There's a little ladder and a lantern off to the side. It's like, where the fuck are you, dude? Are you in Restoration Hardware right now?
I wondered if he did that or if like the producers had done that.
I know. I think so, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was like, I gotta put this.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. You know. He does seem like that kind of guy.
Yeah, he does. I agree with you. I thought the whole thing was funny. Actually, the thing that I think I didn't like the most was the bloopers. I feel like the bloopers weren't that good this year.
They sucked.
Right?
Yes, they sucked.
And then like the two things that were good that should have been bloopers was they finally explained how there was like this whole other part of the date. That was funny. The British talking and the credit roll.
Yeah, yeah. I loved that.
I mean, those two were great. But like other than that, I was like, these bloopers suck.
Yeah, they weren't very good.
Yeah. Anyways.
The funniest thing in the bloopers was Tayshia with the stick and the end.
That was
hilarious.
That was good. Good stuff.
She like literally fell on the ground.
She fell down.
She fell down.
And tiny little 5'1" Katie's like trying to like hoist her up and can't.
Uh-huh. It was insane.
All right. So we're getting close to the end.
I know. What, two episodes left?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Where's your money?
I feel like it's Greg is who she's going to want to be at the end. But I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, like, they're killing us with the whole, like, Caitlin's like, what do you want to happen? And she's like, I want someone to book my flight home.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, what's going to go down?
Yeah. She thinks she's going to leave without getting anybody?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Who's left? Is it, like, Expressions Guy?
Mm-hmm.
Expressions Guy is just, like, he's got to be looking around being like, I don't even know if they know I'm still here. You know? Like, I think they just forgot to, like, book my flight home and he's like sweeping up the floor and stuff. He's like pretending like he works there now because he's just like, maybe they just think I just work at the hotel, I guess.
Because
you got Expressions Guy and you got Blake and you got Greg.
Yeah.
So it's Blake and Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
I'm telling you, I think she's going to want Greg. And for some reason, I'm feeling like he's not gonna be down.
No, but that's also not what you've been saying this whole time. You've been saying that Blake isn't gonna be ready.
Blake's definitely not ready.
Yeah. All right, well, we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
Is that enough? Shall. And then Paradise.
I know. And then it starts. Can't
wait.
Yeah, it'll be fun. They put out a teaser today and you see me crying in it, so.
I know. What are you crying about?
I don't know if I want to ruin it for people.
Give us a hint.
It has to do with Connor.
Oh, wow. Your boy.
I'm a boy. All right. I think that's enough batch.
Yeah.
You got any fave things, bro, or what?
I got a least fave thing.
What is it?
I think I may have mentioned it on our Zoom this past week, but I just can't watch the new Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Have you watched it at all?
No. Because
it sucks.
I mean, I talked about it on the Zoom, I think, or maybe I can't remember, but I'm a Chuck Bass guy and Chuck Bass ain't there.
I know. Honestly, like, it's just not good at all.
Yeah.
I can't watch it.
That's a bummer. Well, I got something.
It's a bummer.
I got something good for you.
Okay.
Gunpowder Milkshake.
What? What is that?
It's on Netflix and the cast is insane. All right. It's Karen Gillian. And you might not know who that is, but you know all the things she's been in.
Like what?
She's Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy. She's the hot chick in Jumanji.
Like the OG Jumanji?
No, the new one.
Oh, I don't think I saw the new one.
Yes, you have with Kevin Hart and
The Rock. I didn't see it.
You need to watch Jumanji. It's Yes. And
because the original was so good. Dude, like, how can you beat that?
It's actually better than the original, and I'll tell you why.
There's no way.
Jack Black, Kevin Hart, The Rock are in a movie together.
Okay.
And in the second one, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, The Rock, Danny DeVito, and Danny Glover, and Nick Jonas. Oh. And let's throw in like Colin Hanks just for funsies. Anyways, so Karen Gillian is in Gunpowder Milkshake. So you know who else is in it? Lena Headey. You know who that is?
I sure do. She's, I don't know if I can say this. I guess I can. She's dating my buddy Ozark Mark.
Ozark Mark's dating Cersei Lannister?
They've been dating for a while.
What?
Yeah. I'll have to text him and make sure I can leave that in, but I'm pretty sure you can Google it.
That's amazing. Anyway, so
isn't that great?
So she's in it. And then, Paul Giamatti is in it. Angela Bassett's in it. I mean, like, the star power's crazy. All right, so here's the tag.
All right, wow.
Three generations of women fight back against those who could take everything from them. Gunpowder Milkshake. It's very stylized. Think Dick Tracy. But also very female empowerment because it's all women. And it starts out with the lead, Karen Gillian. You realize that she's a hitman. She comes across a little girl in a hit and like needs to save her, right? So then she gets burned by her hitman squad, kind of similar to John Wick, if you will. And then you find out her mom, Lena Headey, Cersei Lannister, was also like a badass hit woman. And then Angela Bassett and these two other women who are actually amazing actresses, they are like also badass hit women that help out. It's a spaghetti western meets Kill Bill meets Dick Tracy. And I tell you what, it's good.
And it's on Netflix?
Yeah.
What's it called again? The name is so weird.
Gunpowder Milkshake.
Gunpowder Milkshake.
Check it out, dude.
I'll watch it.
Should.
Have you seen Sex and the City?
The original one?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'm so upset. Men are trash.
Why?
And you know what? Men are trash, and they were trash back then, and they're trash now. They just are. That's what I'm learning from this show.
So you're watching Sex and the City for the first time right now?
Yeah, I told you this a couple weeks ago.
What character do you identify with the most? Samantha? Or
no.
Charlotte?
Carrie, for sure.
Or
Carrie,
for sure. Yeah?
Carrie,
yeah. You think you're a boss lady?
She's the cool chick, you know?
Yeah. As a boy, Charlotte.
Oof. Charlotte.
Oof, Charlotte.
She is dumber than a box of rocks, though.
Yeah, I know, but she was...
She's just tiny and brunette. That's the only reason you think that.
Yes,
you're
I guess.
You're such a psycho. Oh, my God. Okay, well, Big is a piece of hot garbage.
Yeah.
Dates Carrie for years, breaks up with her once. They get back together. And won't commit, won't get serious, doesn't want to be married, you know, just whatever, drags Carrie along for years and years, only to go to fucking Paris and meet some 22-year-old and propose to her in like 3 months. What a piece of trash.
But I will say this, Aiden is a good guy, and she fucks Aiden over a lot. So
is that his name?
Yeah, it's John Corbin, but his name's Aiden in the show. And just yes, guys are pieces of trash, but she is a piece of trash sometimes too in that show. I mean, I watched this show fucking 20 years ago.
Only because Big treated her like garbage the first two seasons. So now that now she's jaded and hard and stone cold. And now she's like, well, now I'm going to treat everybody else like shit because he treated me like shit.
Yeah, but that's a vicious cycle. And you could say the same thing for you could say the same thing for Big. Like Big was like treated like shit in college and got cheated on.
Was
and got
he?
I don't know. I don't know Big's fucking origin story. I'm just saying there's no excuse for treating someone bad because someone else treated you bad. That's not fair.
It's not fair, but sometimes that's just how the dice get rolled.
You're justifying bad behavior.
I'm not justifying it. I'm saying that your actions have consequences. And a lot of times, like, the way you treat somebody really affects them for the going forward. And a lot of times, like, that's not shit you can control.
Yeah, no, but my argument is that someone could have done that to Big, and that's why he is the way he is.
Maybe, but
I don't really know. Anyways, it's so dumb. This show's so old. But they're coming back, but not without Samantha. They're doing a movie, but without Samantha.
Oh, a movie. Yeah. They've done a couple of movies. Miley had a cameo in one of them.
Got you.
I think it was the second one. Have you seen Sarah Jessica Parker lately? I saw her the other day, and she has like a full head of gray hair.
Yeah.
And she is rocking it, and it is the sickest thing I've ever seen. Like, wow. You go, girlfriend. I think she looks so badass.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah. That's what I've been watching.
This is something I think about a lot. Have you ever thought about temperature?
In what way? Like your body temperature?
Yeah. So your body temperature is 100 degrees.
Not quite, but yeah.
98.6, but around there. But the temperature outside that we like is like 70. Because if it's 100 degrees outside, we're like, this is so hot. But why is
yeah,
that? But that doesn't make any sense because it's as hot as we are. We should think that's normal. It doesn't make any sense. But if we order some food and it's 90 degrees, we're going to say, this is fucking cold. This needs to be 200 degrees. You know? The soup is cold. It's only 100 degrees. It needs to be 200 degrees. Doesn't make any sense. And also, like, we get into water. If it's 70 degrees, which is what we like from the outside temperature, it's fucking freezing. It's got to be, like, at least 80. And if it's a hot tub, it's got to be at, like, 110, which is higher than what we like, you know?
Yeah. I've never thought about this, to tell you the truth.
I don't understand. What's going on with temperatures? I feel like it's part of, like, the simulation being fucked up.
Maybe because our body temperature is so hot that we like to be in a colder temperature to, like, level it out or something.
Maybe, I guess. But why are we trying to radiate heat out, you know? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. It's weird, right?
Yeah, I feel like we could really stand to have a guest on this show that's a doctor to answer some of these hard-hitting questions.
Yeah.
This is not a favorite song by any means. But it's just so funny. Lorde has a song called Stoned at the Nail Salon.
Mm-hmm. Relatable.
Have you listened to it?
No.
It's insane.
Wherever that leads. Cause all the beautiful girls, they will fade like the roses. And all the times they will change, it'll all come around.
I mean, I think a lot of YFTers can relate to that song.
And
yeah, if you smoke weed, you've probably gone to the, I don't know, fucking know. What am I trying to say here?
The stretch.
I mean, okay. Your mom can relate to that. That's for sure.
Oh, 100%. Hundo. So we've played her before. She's a friend. Her name is Taylor Bono.
Okay.
She's got a new song out called Remember the Bad, and it's so sad, and it's so good.
Close, laughing at your dumb jokes. That only I would know. Ooh, the way that you would kiss me. Thought it'd be my last. Remembering it kills me. all the good we had, and I almost want you back, want you back. But then I remember the bad, like all the things you said, it broke my confidence,
like I was never worth. Gotta remember the bad.
Isn't that so sad?
We all have revisionist history. Gotta remember the bad. I like the message.
And then Coldplay has out a new song.
Oh,
have you
yeah.
listened to it?
No.
I actually love it.
Coloratura?
Uh-huh.
Can't be saying that right.
Can't. That's how I would have said it, though.
Coloratura. Coloratura. Coloratura.
Coloratura. Oh.
Coloratura.
It's the end of death and doubt. Loneliness is out. Coloratura, the place we dreamed about. The melodies inside yourself, and love come pouring out. And everyone's allowed. We're feathered by the crowd.
So Chris Martin's been listening to a lot of Pink Floyd during the pandemic.
Well, I'm here for it because I loved it.
I mean, who doesn't like Pink Floyd?
I know. Have you ever seen Coldplay live?
Yes.
They're so good.
Yeah. They're one of those bands where you're like, I'm not a fan of this band. Then you go and you know every fucking song. And you're like, well, I guess I am. You know, I know all the songs.
Their set just always looks so good, and all the effects and the lights, and it's just all so good.
Yeah. It was like when I went to go see Snow Patrol, and I was like, I don't really know any Snow Patrol songs. And I went there and I was like, oh, yeah, no, I know all the songs. Got it. Okay. I guess I'm a Snow Patrol fan. There you go. I saw War on Drugs have a new track out.
I saw that too.
Did you listen to it?
I did.
But you didn't want to play it, so maybe it's not good?
No, it is. It's just classic War on Drugs, you know?
Oh, good. Ain't broke, don't fix.
Exactly. They're one of my favorite bands to listen to when I'm high on gas.
Banging on a drum. You turn me loose. Maybe I'm the living proof. What have I been running?
Yeah, you're right. That's pretty typical. All right. Well, anything else?
I think that's all I got.
All right. Before we go, we want to say a big thanks to everyone who hung out with us on that final Patreon last Friday. That was a lot of fun. Sorry, my dad tried to fucking, you know, get in on it. Typical dad shit.
So funny.
I mean, like, thank God I wasn't, like, because he didn't really understand what it was, but it very well could have been, like, some very important business thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Dad, what are you doing? Like, you knew, like, you coming in being like, hey, we got to go to dinner in 30 minutes. I'm like, yeah, don't worry. Typical.
No, you're like, I'm good. I got it on the schedule.
Yeah. Just so you know, we'll still be posting content in Patreon. You have access to the Discord chat room until the end of the month, so... Still got that going for you. We asked Patreons out there who you think is going to be the next Bachelor. A couple people said Andrew. Lauren said someone new to the franchise. And Lauren, no.
Not happening.
But everyone's saying Andrew, except for JM says Michael.
Andrew.
I'm here for it. All right. Well, I think that's everything.
All right.
I want to go get stoned at nail salon now.
Just in case. You love it?
I want to go get stoned in nail salon. I don't know if I love the song so much.
But well, I'm going to the nail salon tomorrow. Should I give it a try?
Get stoned. Because you're going to think all like the nail salon ladies are like talking shit about you, I'm sure.
For sure.
You know, judging you, being like, look at this entitled, stupid chick. But they're doing it in their language or whatever. You're going to get all freaked out. Then you're going to be like, oh no, am I going to get toe fungi? Finger fungi? So I have my sister. My sister got finger fungi from a mani-pedi. And
oh my God.
Got to watch out. Make sure that they have the tools that come out of a plastic bag. Make sure they have the liner
in there.
But anyways.
I know about that.
So now there's some things to be paranoid about when you go to the nail salon.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Well, are you going anywhere anytime soon?
I'm going to Chicago on Wednesday, the day this podcast comes out.
Chi-town, bro.
For Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza. Well, have fun. Do some drugs with like some cool famous musicians and then tell me about it later.
Like my sister?
Yeah. There you go. Well, okay. I don't know where she is like in her recovery right now, but you know what I'm saying. Someone cool.
We'll see.
All right. See you later.
Love y'all.
Love you guys. Bye. Bye.
The sun has to rise. When it does, we'll divide up the papers.
So I just saw on Chicks in the Office Twitter.
Hold on, I'm still...
You can leave this in.
Oh, okay.
That Tara, who made out with Connor on Mental All, is a musician.
Yeah, she is.
And has a new song out today. That's awfully convenient.
Is it called Kissing Boys?
I think it's called Play With Fire.
Oh, okay.
She's cute.
She is cute. I wonder if she lives in Nashville.
Probably.
Probably.
Musician to do.
All right. Later.
Goodbye. I don't know what I'm
will say this, the Lord's butt looks great in the cover of this thing, you know? Like
it does, yeah.
It's just chef's kiss.
I'm Natalie Barbu, host of the Real Real podcast, where we go behind the highlight reel to find out what's really going on in the lives of content creators, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. After quitting my corporate job to start my own businesses, I realized that while things might look glamorous on our Instagram feeds, things can get real behind the scenes. You can listen to The Real Real every Monday to start off your week with some realness and inspiration. Find my podcast wherever you're listening right now and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a beat.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.